This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. April 26th marks the 30th anniversary of the catastrophic Chernobyl accident. For the millions of people who were evacuated from their communities located downwind of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant reactor number 4 that exploded and released vast quantities of radiation and other toxins 30 years ago today, they have not returned home to live. As a result, the Russian government built new communities, but for many, it is not home. Further, more than 800,000 emergency responders, firefighters, soldiers, engineers, farmers, miners, and volunteers called liquidators were exposed to high levels of radiation as they worked to evacuate the people in the estimated 3,600 to 4,500 buses, trucks, and military vehicles needed for the task. For years, the liquidators worked at the impossible task to clean up the area, which is the size of Rhode Island. Most of the liquidators were 18 to 22 years of age from Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine, the area's hardest hit by the release of radiation and other harmful toxins. 20% of them died in the first 20 years following the 1986 catastrophe. It is these populations that have suffered the worst health effects, including heart disease, thyroid and other radiation-induced cancers, genetic damage and birth defects, fully developed eye cataracts in young people, psychological problems, and damaged immune systems. In this case, a damaged immune system can open the body to non-radiation-related diseases, colds and flus, and chronic infections. The millions exposed to high levels of radiation have received little support and medical care from the government. Sergei Krasilnikov, 65, was a liquidator and a foreman in the reconstruction of the power plant. He told his story to USA Today about his sacrifice during the disaster to protect family living in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, with a population of over 2.5 million people. He said, quote, "Then in 1994, I got sick. After my medical assessment, they said my stroke and paralysis were a direct result of my work as a liquidator. Yet it still took a long time before I got any disability assistance from the government, and we lived hand to mouth and had to sell a lot of things. I now get about $200 a month. I pay about $136 each month for treatment. Had I known with what indifference and scorn the state would treat me now, I may not have agreed to be a liquidator. Nevertheless, I had family in Kiev. I wasn't saving state bureaucrats. I was protecting the people of Ukraine," end quote. For the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster, a number of publications, including USA Today and The Guardian and the website Informidable, have extensive stories about the evacuees, liquidators, and those who stayed, along with photo essays and videos. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.